When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I had to talk to my baby during the 8 o'clock and the 8:30 break, because that's when she gets up and she gets ready for school. So she likes to FaceTime. She likes to hear the old baby and all that stuff. Yada, yada, yada. So we asked Slater, yes or no? All right, we asked Slates. He's back in the Bay after going to Denver, Colorado for the Emirates NBA Cup Group C finale, and the Warriors lose. Nuggets outscored the Warriors in the last 6 minutes to change, 21-6. So Anthony Slater joins us, our 95.7 The Game insider. And also, he joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. This is time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. And apparently, Tim Kawakami, and Anthony Slater with the Plus Minus podcast is now the property of Odyssey.
Oh.
How about that? Damn, Anthony, you sent another check?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, stealing checks, right?
Stealing, it's definitely from Odyssey, man. How the hell did you make that happen?
Yeah, I'd keep that quiet.
I heard you guys get more downloads than the Morning Roast.
I'll tell you, listen, tune into the Warriors Plus Minus podcast and you'll know why it happened. There you go.
Oh, wow. Wow. What a flex. I mean, you know what? Hey, Anthony, have a good day, man. I'll see you. No, I'm kidding. Look, our heads pets are falling off. There's a lot of panic, obviously, with a 5-game losing streak. A lot of the blame of Brendan Podesky. Let's start there because I thought, look, Brendan Podesky had a whole, it was a tough sequence, to say the least, and I'm probably being kind here, but he didn't play in the last 5 minutes. And the Warriors did build an 8-point lead in the last 5 minutes, and they were up 7 with 3 minutes of change left. I don't know how that's on Podesky the last 5 minutes of the game, but it is what it is. How'd you see how that game played out? What was your observation of what went down in Denver Tuesday night?
Well, do you want to go Podesky first, or do you want to go closing time first, which didn't happen?
Yeah, both. How about both?
Well, I'll start with why they might not have closed it. I mean, it's the flaw of the team, but cold or not there because of this bilateral knee tendonitis. Obviously, he's not playing tonight. So I think part of, you know, them going scoreless down the stretch the other night is like, you know, Steph, you know, didn't necessarily have it. I think he went, what, 8-23 shooting. They kind of need him to play hero late. And again, I'm not saying, hey, let's blame Steph Curry because they lost that game. It's probably like, hey, this might be the flaw of the roster. They need the 36-year-old who, needs to be like basically load managed at this point to drag them across the finish line of big games.
So what would you do with the existing roster to, especially with like, you know, his knee injuries right now or whatever they're calling it, diagnosing it, like, what's the adjustment? Like, how should they be trying to close games? What should they be implementing? What are the combinations?
I would try to basically elevate your young players, your two young players who you could either say are struggling and or just like haven't been given the opportunity, whatever you want to say. But to me, the upward mobility of this team is Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Podziemski. I think with Brandon Podziemski, that's part of why, even though people would say, hey, he's kind of struggling right now, well, they're starting him and they're committing to starting him, especially with D'Anthony Melton out. We all know how big an injury that was. I think it makes sense now to hand the job to Podziemski, as much as fans might not want to hear it, and hope he grows. And in some ways, I don't want to say regresses, but turns back into the player he was a lot of times last season, which is, you know, part of, as we can get into a conversation about him, I think that's what they're trying to make happen. And then the other guy who I mentioned, Jonathan Kuminga, you know, however long Draymond Green's out, his role is going to be elevated. Go back last year when Draymond Green got suspended. That's when he exploded. Mm-hmm. He had... how many straight 20-point games did he have? Bonte probably has his setup for pregame show.
It was like 6 straight weeks, dude. It was like he was on a run. I could pull that up in a second. You're right. And he did it. You know what, Slater? Even the season before when Wiggins had to go out due to personal reasons for a couple months, I thought he elevated his game then.
Yeah, he was one of the main reasons they got that 6 seed. They snuck into that 6 seed. And then, you know, Wiggins got back and he got completely relegated during the playoffs, basically out of the rotation from one of their main pieces. And then, you know, sometimes people wonder, you know, why frustration might be bubbling. Well, that's part of the reason, right? Like, there have been large moments, large patches of seasons in his career where he has shown to be one of their 3 or 4 most important players. And then he'll, you know, find himself out of the rotation or on the fringe of the rotation. But anyway, to your question, I mean, to like, that is how they get better to me, is their two most important young players, the guy they've, you know, that they've protected and committed to and all that. Like, they have to have, you know, better seasons than they're currently having. And to me, that Kuminga, it's more about opportunity and good lineups that he's in. With Podziemski, he's just got to play better.
So on Podziemski, because Kuminga, we're aligned. I referenced this to Bonte earlier. Like, just all of his numbers are a little lower than what you want him to be and what they were even last year. And so I'm expecting more usage. And, you know, the silver lining of Draymond being out is he gets the chance. But Podziemski, what is the Warriors' vision for ideally what Podziemski looks like? The ideal version of Podziemski. Like, describe what that looks like to the Warriors in terms of their vision for him.
I mean, I think it's last season, right? I mean, it's like, he was like, I think he led the team in total rebounds last year. Obviously, we know he led him in plus minus and led the NBA in, you know, charges drawn and all those various numbers. But it's just like high energy, push the pace. I think he's at his best when it's rebound and it's up. But it's like sometimes it's not just dribbling the air out of the ball, getting the ball up. It's like, you know, that hit ahead pass and then he's running up and he's cutting through the lane. And, you know, maybe he'll take a layup or an open three if it's there. But he's just, it's movement, it's energy, it's diving on the floor. It's, you know, he's always cracking down on the low man, doing some of these very subtle team defensive things that they love. He's super physical. He's getting his nose in there sometimes, as you've seen, it gets broken when he gets in there, but he's just like that type of player, and he's not so obsessively chasing the offense. I mean, I think some of the subtler parts of Steve Kerr's quotes the other night were interesting. He said, you know, and this was, he was talking about the whole team, but you could tell it was kind of aimed at Pajemski. He said, we don't need to always be searching to get on the highlight reel, basically, you know, get on SportsCenter with an alley-oop pass. And you go back and look at that play the other night, that 5-on-4 that he was referencing, it's just a nice little pass to Trace Jackson Davis, probably right when you get past half court, and Trace is cruising in for a dunk. Instead, he kind of tried to, like, aim right and throw the lob. And I think to Steve's point, that's him wanting to, like, you know, he throws the lob and then they celebrate and the announcing crew goes like, what a lob by Pajemski. Like, yeah. I feel like they're hinting like he's chasing those type of moments, right, when it's like, bro, last year you just make the pass, Trey scores, and hey, guess what? Your plus minus goes up by 2.
Right.
You know, instead of down by 2 because your turnover turns into a bucket the other way. So, and the other thing I'd say about Pajemski, which they love, he can handle Steve Kerr ripping him to him in a press conference. Part of why they're so willing to do this publicly is because they do love the makeup of Pajemski. Like, he can take criticism like that.
So I kind of love you, Anthony, because sometimes me and you just align. I mentioned that yesterday. No, in all seriousness, that you can't coach guys the same way on the team. You're going to deal with Kuminga differently than you deal with Pods or whatnot. So I think that's a very astute point as we talk to Anthony Slater, Plus Minus Podcast, now part of the Odyssey family. Of course, our 95.7 The Game Insider, courtesy of The Athletic. He's here on the River Islands Guest Lines talking some basketball here. So let's get to Drain, Steph. What are you hearing about Draymond Green as left Cass Hornets?
Yeah, you know, they did various testing yesterday. You know, I was obviously reaching out to see if they had any type of update. But a lot of times, you know, you have to look at this imaging and you have to decide on a treatment plan. And obviously, if you remember, the red alarm bells is the situation 2 years ago where he had calf tightness. And they had him listed at calf tightness for about a week before they, you know, Rick Celebrini clearly traced it to a disc in his back. And, you know, that ended up making him miss a couple months. But that took a while for them to kind of diagnose. Again, I'm not saying that it's the exact same this time around, but if you go listen to Draymond's podcast, he's signaling that there was at least similar type of symptoms that were concerning him. They believe they caught it early. Like, nobody who I've talked to said to expect some, like, you know, super long-term absence, but, like, they're trying to figure out exactly what the best treatment plan is, and obviously they're going to be careful. I'd expect something today, some type of official, you know, statement. I don't know if it's going to come with any type of timeline. We'll see. And then as far as Steph goes, I mean, it's simple. He's got this knee tendonitis. He's talked about it. It should be a concern to people. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, you mentioned, you know, some of the coach shooting 4-15 from 3 the other night. Have you noticed, because you're at the games live and you see it, they're right there, especially on the road, do you see any limitations in his movement skills off the ball, mm-hmm. on the ball? What are you seeing from him with the way he's moving with this bilateral knee tendonitis?
Not really. To me, the biggest limitations is, like, how careful they're being with him. And that tells you all you need to know. I don't, like, it's not like I'm watching Steph, and to me, he looks about like the same Steph. He's still getting the same shots off. Right now, he's not necessarily hitting them at the same clip he was, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
But, I mean, the fact that he's averaging 28, 29 minutes a game, he's sitting right now, but, you know, preemptively on this back-to-back because they don't want to play him to play both games. Y'all probably saw his interview from the locker room in Phoenix. I mean, he's not being hidden about it. I mean, it's something he's never dealt with. He mentioned the idea, hey, like, you get later in your career, this type of stuff pops up. Like, it just is what it is. He's 36. This should have been a concern to everybody.
Well, Anthony, I'm not suggesting this. I've seen others suggest it. So I'm going to ask you because I think it's a fair point and I don't have an answer to.
Are you about to like ask for the full rebuild?
Ask about Kyle Kuzma.
No.
Is there
any of this? Is this like, I mean, I know he's older and I get it, but like there were people that like, hey, this is why I didn't want him to play in the Olympics, you know?
Sure, but, you know, we'll tell Steph Curry that.
No, you and I are in alignment here. I'm asking the question.
I will say this. It ain't as bad as, like, in Philadelphia. Should Joel Embiid have played in the Olympics in Denver? Should Jamal Murray have? I mean, hey, the Warriors, you know, with Andrew Wiggins, basically decided it was better for his body and his future to not play for Team Canada. But Steph Curry wanted to, like, complete the resume. And, like, I'll tell you this. Like, Steph Curry does not regret that choice right now.
No, I agree with you. I just, you know, there were people at the station that were saying they didn't want him to play.
Yeah. Who at the station didn't want him to play?
Well, Willard expressed that.
So that's it? Is it? Who else?
Well, I've seen people online saying, like, well, look,
oh,
it was
you
great
said people
that,
at the station. Who at the station?
I'll say this. I don't think the wear and tear of, like, a short Olympics
that's all, okay.
did did anything. I will say he's 36 years old. He's heading towards, you know, like kind of like the back end of his career. And an 82 game season is going to generate these types of bumps and bruises, and they're going to decide, hey, like, you know, their next three nights, it's Wolves, Rockets. These are some of like the fiercest, most physical, biggest teams in the league. And it's just like, hey, you can't play him all three out of those four, they've decided.
I didn't mean to jump down.
Well, no, I'm just saying, for me, it's a trade-off. I'm a Steph fan, and I'm a Warrior fan. It's a trade-off I was willing to make if he misses some time in the regular season because of that moment and those moments that we got in the Olympics. Like, for me, it was clearly worth it. And I'm sure for him, no duh, it was worth it. It's probably one of the coolest things he's done in his career.
Slater, real quick, on the Houston Rockets. We saw him before. 31-point lead the Warriors had. They nearly blew it. But look, how ironic is it that Pod saved him at the end of regular season. I mean, regulation in that basketball game with six big points, I should say. And then Kuminga in overtime carrying the load there. Now you're playing a Rockets team, no Tari Eason tonight. And they're going to see the Rockets. This is the first of two matchups coming up next week in the Emirates Cup. Houston, they're playing some good ball here, man. What do you expect tonight?
I mean, they're like really defensively focused. I think they're number two in the league right now in defensive rating. And that comes from the head coach who got tossed the other night. He went even more ballistic than Steve Kerr did, yeah, basically at the same time. But that's, you know, that's an Ime Udoka coach team. You know, they're Steven Adams is going to be, you know, coming off the bench. And I think the Warriors need to attack Alperen Sengun when he's on the floor. Now, he's a really good offensive player. And, like, you know, he's going to, you know, give it to the Warriors a little bit on the other end. But, like, I was watching that Kings game the other night. Every time he was in there, it was like De'Aaron Fox trying to get him in pick and roll, Malik Monk trying to get him in pick and roll. Just get him in action and then get by him. Because once he's off the floor, you know, they're bringing in rugged Steven Adams. They're bringing in Amen Thompson, who's like an insane athlete. They were bringing in Tari Eason. That's actually a pretty big loss. If you remember that 31-point near-blown lead by the Warriors in Houston, that was when they went small with Tari Eason and Amen Thompson. They switched everything, which is always tough for the Warriors because – they lack like one-on-one scoring creation, right? We all know that's the flaw of the roster. They don't have Steph tonight. They didn't have Steph in Houston, by the way. They beat the Rockets without Steph that night.
That's right.
But part of why the Rockets came back was because they just started switching everything and trying to make the Warriors beat them one-on-one. Eventually late in that game, Pajemski did three times in important moments, and then Kuminga did in overtime, which to your point, to me, tells me, like, those two are vital tonight. And doesn't it feel like a moment that those two kind of need to, like, rise up and maybe win the Warriors again?
Especially after Tuesday night. There's no doubt about that. What's the latest with Andrew Wiggins' ankle here?
Yeah, look, he's questionable tonight. He was questionable last week. I watched him go through a warm-up on the first day. He was questionable. They're calling it a right ankle impingement, which is, it's just kind of like, you know, it's not a swollen sprain type ankle, but it's just kind of pain in the ankle. People can look it up, if you want. But he's fighting through it. Like I heard, you know, he was talking the other day saying, you know, it's not swollen, but it's clearly something. You know, again, like this is their third best player, third most important player, you'd probably say. And he's kind of getting a little bit later in his career and dealing with the bumps and bruises of the season. So he's probably going to get spot rest too, you know, at various points.
You know what? I'll save this question for next week. Now's not the time. Now's not the time for it.
Were we going trade deadlines?
Yeah. Well, some of the rhetoric, we have some fans calling and saying, hey, blow it up. Or
we're not there.
I'm patient. I don't think we're there yet.
I'll tell you why we're definitely not there. December 15th is when, like, it can be even unlocked in the league, because December 15th is the date that any contract signed this past offseason is eligible to be traded. So even DeAnthony Melton's contract, for example, which obviously at this point has become a vehicle for a trade if the Warriors want to make one, it can't even be traded until December 15th. So to me, that's like the starting line, even though I don't expect any action that day.
All right, Slates. Have fun tonight at Chase Center. We'll back-to-back again. Minnesota for a little weekend double dip, man. I wonder if there's any lingering feelings about these two clubs coming in from what happened last year. Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert. It's going to be a lot of fun. Slates, good stuff, man. Talk to you next week.
I'd like to see Draymond in that matchup. We
all would. Wouldn't you, Shasky?
Of course I would.
Yeah. I got to loosen Shasky up, man. They lost five in a row, man.
I asked Slater a question.
His head is spinning. His head is spinning right now. No, it wasn't spinning. I said I apologize. Bye, Slater. Bye. Let him go, man. He's got a baby.
Keep it kumbaya.
Yeah. No, we're all good. We're all good. I wanted to know what people.
It is the season of joy.
No. You said people at this station didn't want Steph Curry. Say bye-bye to Slater. Let him go. He's got a baby. He's got to change diapers.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.